It's good to be in 2020. Say, what's good about 2020? Well, it's another opportunity. Opportunity to serve the Lord. Another opportunity to see someone saved. Another opportunity to maybe see some that maybe wandered a bit come back. And but Grandpa Haight and I were talking a little bit, and I'm sure we'd like to see the Lord come back. But until then, sure would like it if He found us faithful. And one opportunity to serve Him. I hope you... It's easy to look around in the world and get disheartened a little bit. Things that happen in Texas or maybe downstate or even within our state. You read the numbers of how many people have left our state and think, well, this is pretty much just a mess. Lord's aware of the mess. And yet He still has left us here. And we can either, get grouchy and condemn everything, or do the best we can with what we have and serve Him to the best of our ability. So tonight's message is keep on keeping on, right? Don't quit. Don't quit. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, the Bible tells us why we ought not to quit. Joshua 1:9 says this, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage?" Has He commanded us that? Yes, He has. So yes, He has commanded us that. To be strong and of a good courage. Say, I have no courage, I have no strength. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Look at these encouraging words. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. We could pack it up and all just sit around. Or we can continue on. Why? Because the Lord is with you. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Oh, Pastor, that's Old Testament. That was talking to Joshua. Hebrews chapter 13 tonight. You know, life's about perspective. I was talking to Matt, and I had the blessing of going out. What night was that? Tuesday night? Monday? Was it Monday? Monday night. Monday night, found ourselves sitting at Jimmy Z's, happy. Happy people. No one sitting at Jimmy Z's is angry. You go to Core Life, there's angry people there. You go to Jimmy Z's and you find happy people. There we were, and we were talking a bit, and I remembered this story. Excellent illustration, excellent thought, but it's about perspective. Man grows up and he's a drunk. He's a violent drunk, awful, loses things, and abusive, verbally, physically, has twin sons. They grow up in the same house. The boys grow up and they go their separate ways. One goes and becomes a drunk just like his father. Violent, messes up his family, wastes his life on alcohol. The other doesn't touch a drop of it. Doesn't want it, doesn't want to have anything to do with it. They interview both the sons, twin sons, grew up in the same house. And they said to the one son that was a drunk like his dad, said, why'd you drink? And he says, because my father drank. They asked the son that didn't touch the stuff and said, why didn't you drink? He said, because my father drank. Perspective. We can look at life and go, oh, it's wicked and it's bad, which is true. But doesn't mean I get to replicate it. It means that God is with me, whithersoever I goest, and I'm not going to quit on the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Why do we keep on going? Because the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. We can never say that we're alone. We're never alone. Oh, the Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Hey, let's remember that God is with you. He promised. It's not my promise to Him, it's His promise to me. It doesn't say that man says to God, I'll never leave thee. Oh, we can't make that promise, but God can make that promise. He can look down upon man and his child and say, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We sang that song, How Firm a Foundation, right? That last verse, I'll never, never forsake. Praise the Lord for His character. What we're going to do is remove our options tonight for quitting. Number one, you can't quit because the Lord's with you. You have no excuse. So we keep on going. We don't just keep on going. We go on strong. Because we can be strong and of great courage. Not in myself, but in the Lord. God is with me. Look at Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 tonight. I love the new year. Say, do you get caught up in New Year's resolutions? Yeah, I do. Some you keep, some you don't keep, but I love the clean slate. I love the idea of, here it is. I know it's changing a day from one to the next, just like today will change till tomorrow, and I understand that, but there's something significant about a new year. You look back, you take some inventory on your life. Well, I accomplished that. One of my young adults, the young adults texted me yesterday, finished reading my Bible through this year. Praise the Lord. You look back and that's an encouragement. Take some inventory. Here's what I did. We set out to have a budget plan and we wanted to save this much. We didn't hit that mark, but we saved some. Praise the Lord. Wanted to be a greater influence for the cause of Christ. Here's some people that we worked with. Praise the Lord. Now we get to do that again. And every year is another opportunity to serve God again. We've wasted much of time on ourselves with regret in our heart. I've lived for myself, done all this, and now we're starting to see the value of serving God, right? The older you get, the more valuable that becomes, isn't it? Don't you wish you know now what you... Don't you wish you knew then what you know now? What's really important, what isn't? What's worth your investment, what isn't? Well, you can't change the past, but you certainly can change your direction in the future. So, don't quit. Don't quit. Why? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Why? Because harvest is coming. Oh, in just a little while, we look outside and it doesn't look like anything's growing. But in about 6 months, where are we? Yeah, about 7 months. Oh, we're going to have corn that's about knee high. We're going to be getting ready to eat those tomatoes. And apple season's already getting ready. And hey, harvest is on its way. Wouldn't it be a shame if the farmer packed up the farm right before the harvest came? Hey, look up, lift up your eyes into the fields, for they are white already to harvest, the Bible says. Be a shame if we quit. Why? Because harvest is just around the corner. God has some things that He's prepared and that you've worked for so long, and it's about to come to be. We just got to keep on going. Some of you have toiled over your children, maybe 18, 20, 25 years. And it's about to turn that corner. Hey, don't quit on that. Don't stop on that. Don't back up and say, oh, it's just not. Hey, harvest is right around the corner. In due season, we shall reap, God says, if we faint not. If we don't quit, there's something to collect. Don't quit. Number one, because the Lord is with you. Number two, because the harvest is coming. You know, at our house, Joe, for his birthday, got a strawberry plant. Man, he was excited about that. He got 6 strawberries, and each one of those was valuable. I think some of the younger kids got to some, but it was a harvest to him. He didn't have 400 acres. But he worked at it, and he went out, and he watered it, and protected it, and turned it towards the sun, and got it in the right place, and would shield it, and do all these things. And after a while, he got a little bit of a harvest. You might look out and go, oh, this isn't going to turn into great things. Yeah, but it will turn into something. It'll turn into something. Harvest is coming. You're going to reap something. He was pretty excited when he came running in the house with a strawberry about that big. Dad, you want to try this? Try it, buddy. That's all that's there is a try. He was pretty excited about a little bit of harvest. Hey, you get a young person or you get something that you've worked at for a while and all of a sudden they take a step in the right direction. Hey, you're showing it off. Hey, look at this. Look at what God did. Wouldn't it be a shame if you walked out these doors and quit? Never getting a chance to see that little bit of thing. Never getting that little strawberry. Say, I'm waiting for fields. Yeah, but it starts with one. Hey, don't quit. Harvest is coming. Philippians chapter 1. Sometimes we get discouraged with ourselves. I should be a lot further along than I thought I would be. Someone sent me a message this past week and said, I'm just now becoming what I ought to have always been. Well, better late than never, Brother Sutcliffe. That's what I say to that. Better late than never. And you know, God's patient with us. But sometimes we're not as patient with ourselves as God is with us. We take ourselves out of the ministry and disqualify ourselves and say we're no good and we're a mess, which probably some of that's true, but it's amazing what God can do with inferior things. I like to watch these like how-to videos. And sometimes the how-to videos take you halfway across the world where they don't have all the amenities and all the tools and all those things. And you see some of the things that they have a wooden shovel that they made and some metal object. And all of a sudden they build this amazing thing out of these two things and go, wow, that in the right hands, I guess any tool is valuable. Well, so it is with the Lord. In the right hands, any tool is valuable. And again, we look at ourselves and go, well, I'm not as nice, or I don't have as much, and I'm not much to offer. Yeah, but look at what Philippians 1:6 says. Be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Understand that God recognizes that you're a work in progress. That you're a work in progress. I love these encouraging verses out in Jeremiah. Look at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God's got a plan for your life. So I got no idea what I'm doing. You know, we're praying for Ray over here. He got some news about his job and he's trying to seek what God wants for him. God says, I got a plan. And we may feel like, I got no plan. I don't know where I'm going. I'm worthless to everybody. And God says, understand this. I know you may feel like that, but you're a work in progress. Hey, don't quit on you. God says, I haven't. He's much more patient with us than we are with us. You are a work in progress. Don't forget that. Now, that is not liberty to just go out and sin and mess up your life. But whatever you are at today, just give access to God. Say, God, here I am. However you want to clean me up, however you want to do, whatever you want to do with me, I'm available. And you'd be amazed with what he'll do with you. Told you, I like to watch those how-to videos, and it's really neat. They'll have something, and they'll take this I think Matt was showing me, they took this old axe head. Was that axe head? And it was all rusted out and a mess. And man, this guy knew what he was doing. And he cleaned that thing up and he put a wood handle on it and it looked amazing. What I looked at and said, that's junk. I think I've actually thrown that thing away. God says, oh no. No, I can work with that. Come here, let's go through a process together. We're going to have to knock off some rough edges. We're going to have to buff this side a little bit. We're going to have to polish this up. We're going to have to clean this up. But in the end, you're going to perform something that I've intended for you. Let's not cast ourselves away. Well, I'm no good to the church. I'm as wicked. Well, come on in and get clean. You don't know what I've done. Every time I hear that, you don't know what I've done, then I respond the same way. You don't know the grace of God. You don't know God's mercy. You don't know His ability to take sinners and clean them. Don't quit. Why? Because the Lord's with you. Number two, the harvest is coming. Number three, you are a work in progress. Number four, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. In verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down and the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and look and faint in your minds. Hey, before you quit, remember this. You're compassed about. That means surrounded with a lot of little eyes watching you. You may feel like you're unnoticed. You may feel like you're all alone. You may feel like no one's watching. Oh, but there's eyes watching you. Watching for you. Did they come into church today? My kids ask me where some people are. Not for a point of gossip, but concern. Is this person okay? We haven't seen them in a while. Sometimes I respond, hey, why don't we pray for that one? Or, oh, no, they're just sick. You know, pray for Mrs. Dickinson. She's got bronchitis. But remember, here's a good reason not to quit. You're being watched. Say, that's unnecessary pressure. You can't do that. That's reality. You're not an island. You're an encouragement to others. Not all alone in this. Your actions affect others. So don't quit. Why not? Because it may negatively impact somebody else. Keep it on. Keep going. Come on back. Allow God to use you again. Push harder. Here we are in 2020. We are closer to the return of Christ than ever before. I can say that with full confidence. Say, do you know when He's coming back? No, but I know we're closer. We're closer to the end. Now is not time to tuck tail and run. Now is time to stand up stronger than ever before. By the power of God, the Lord's with you. Harvest is coming. You're a work in progress. You're being watched. Matthew chapter 11. We have two more quick thoughts. Matthew chapter 11. You can't quit. Well, I can. Yeah, but look at what you have to deny. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is true that sometimes life gets heavy. That's true. Sometimes life feels overwhelming. And sometimes God places those things in your life just to bring you closer to Him. Don't quit. Why? Because there's a place to get help. Isn't it good to know that when life feels overburdened, I got a place to go. I got a place to go where I can let off a burden. I can take it to God and I can allow Him to, as the Bible says in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, I got a way to make that burden light. How? By pairing up with the Lord Himself. You may feel overwhelmed. Please know that there's a place to get rest. Weight is a relative thing. If I asked if this was heavy, you would say, no, this is not heavy. I mean, fully, it's what, 16.9 ounces. That's not heavy. I think every person in this place could lift this. But if I asked you to hold it out here for a long period of time, this 16.9 ounces gets heavy. You might be able to lift something, but to carry it, even the lightest of things feel overwhelming. So, when life feels overwhelming, we don't quit. We come unto God because He'll give us some rest. Lastly, Isaiah chapter 40. has the potential to be the greatest year of your life. So how so? Do you see financial blessings? Number one, I don't see anything like that, okay? Number two, that's not what you need. That wouldn't make the greatest year of your life. Say, how can you say, because we know more about the Lord than we did last year? I have a deeper relationship with God than I did before. So it has all the makings of the greatest year of my life because I know God more intimately than I did last year. So therefore I can do more for Him. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29. The Bible says this, He giveth power to the faint. Let's just stop there for a second. Isn't that a blessing to read? He giveth power to the faint. Not sure if you've ever seen someone faint. They have no power. Zero. Their body's limp. And God says, yep, I can give power to that. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Say, that doesn't sound very encouraging. Please know that God will give you strength. Not only, like our first point, God is with us, but number two, He will enable you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I like that renew word. You know what that means? To once have and get it back. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Don't quit. Why not? Because God can give you the strength to get through. Because there's a place to get help. Because you're being watched by many little eyes. Because you're a work in progress. Because the harvest is coming. And if nothing else, We could have just stopped with point one. Because God's with you. You're not alone. That's a blessing, isn't it? You are not alone. Let's all stand. Maybe write those things down. Say, honestly, January 1st, I'm feeling pretty good. Started a new diet. Anybody start a new diet today? Nobody? Tomorrow. Doing it tomorrow. Anybody not? I'm going to start. Okay. Maybe you're feeling good. Yeah. Not eating carbs and sugars, not that hard. Oh, wait a few days. First day, no coffee. Oh, wait a few days. Ran a quarter of a mile, feeling good. Right? Maybe you're feeling good about it. Take those notes and just tuck them away till like February 10th. When you feel overwhelmed with life. Feel like quitting. Tuck those away till June 4th. Say, what's June 4th? It's just another day, but maybe that'll be a hard day for you. Maybe on Sunday you'll feel like, I don't want to do this anymore. And you take these notes out and say, well, how am I going to explain to God? How can I tell God, I'm sorry, I was all alone? And He responds, no, you weren't. Oh, yeah. Well, it was a mess. I was no good. And He said, I was aware of that and I was working with you. No one even cared. Actually, you're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. I had no help. I was your help. I was weak. I know. That's why I gave you strength. We have no excuse. So, instead of quitting, let's press on all the more. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Not just maintaining, but abounding. Wouldn't that be great? A year from now, how was 2020? I abounded in the work of the Lord. Not because my bank account's bigger, or not because my health is even better. I did what God asked me to do. Praise the Lord for that. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for tonight. Thank You for another year to serve You. Lord, what a privilege. God, I love You, and I am so thankful that You allow us to serve You to any degree. But the great degree that You allow us, I'm baffled by. Lord, I forget that I'm a work in progress, and I know I fail and fall apart. And Lord, I'm thankful that You can take those pieces and turn it into something useful. Lord, I know I'm weak, but I'm thankful for Your strength. Lord, I pray You'd help us with these things. Lord, encourage us with these things. God, that we would be an example of Your power and Your work in our life. Lord, we love You, and I ask You watch over us. Protect us now as we travel home. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a good night.